Oasis Audio presents The Campsite Cold Case, Book 4 in the series The Jesse Files, a Boxcar Children book by Stacia Deutsch, read for you by Amy Lilly. Chapter 1. A Weekend in the Woods. I love the woods, I said, taking a deep breath of the fresh, pine-scented air. Dry leaves crunched under my well-worn hiking boots. Love them. More than anything else on earth.
More than anything?
My best friend, Charla Gray, asked. She was walking behind me down the narrow path. Our friend Daniel Garza was behind her. We were all in a row, trying carefully not to veer off the path and squish any fragile vegetation.
You don't mean that, Jesse, Charla said,
taking a few fast steps to close the gap between us.
There's no way you love the woods more than you love me, or your dog.
Watch, my wire-haired terrier, was darting in and out of the nearby trees. He seemed glad to be out of town and exploring a new place. As he walked, he kept his nose to the ground, sniffing everything in his path.
Okay, okay, I said. I love the woods more than any place on earth. That's more like it, Charla said with a smile. As a professional wordsmith, you should be more precise.
I think professional writers get paid, I told her, using air quotes. Writing for the Greenfield Gabber, our school newspaper, is a volunteer position.
You might not get paid with, like, money, Charla replied, but just look at all the other benefits you get.
Like what? I asked. Honestly, my writing for the paper seems to get us into weird situations more often than not.
Exactly, Charla said with a grin.
What are you guys talking about?
Daniel was huffing and puffing as he struggled to catch up.
I need to work out more, he moaned. I'm going to start jogging next week.
Charla and I both gave Daniel a look that said we didn't believe him for a second. Daniel just wasn't the type to start an exercise routine.
I swear, he said. For real.
To my left, I heard Watch barking as he stared into the trees. I called his name and he stopped, but his attention was locked onto something in the woods.
I was just telling Jesse how much fun it is to be friends with a mystery-solving newspaper reporter, Charla explained to Daniel. How many other kids get to hang out with famous actors or legendary computer programmers?
She had a point. My recent articles had put us in touch with some really interesting people. Daniel nodded.
I'd never get a chance to test out all my cool spy gear if I didn't hang out with Jesse.
Well, I hope you guys are keeping your expectations in check for my latest article, I said. After a very organized and persuasive presentation at Newspaper Club, my advisor, Ms. Sarovsky, had agreed to let me write about the Weekend in the Woods program at White Oak Woods. Located just outside of town, White Oak Woods was a popular place for people to hike, camp, and enjoy the great outdoors. The thing is, fewer and fewer people had been visiting lately. To get people interested again, the park ranger, Mr. Singer, had come up with the idea of a weekend event where beginning campers could enjoy guided hikes, campfires, and other outdoor activities without worrying about getting lost or hurt.
There's no way we're going to get through this entire weekend without something strange happening, said Charla.
Maybe we'll meet Bigfoot, Daniel suggested, or uncover a secret society of mystical tree people.
So far, all my articles for the Gabber had led to mysteries that I accidentally got involved in. Now I was getting the chance to write about something more ordinary. Nothing strange, nothing unusual, nothing that needed solving. My article was going to be about hanging out in the local nature preserve and camping with friends. Some basic outdoors tips for beginners. Nothing else. Grandfather was buddies with Mr. Singer. They'd worked out a deal where Mr. Singer would keep an eye on me and my friends so we could sleep out on our own. Right now it was Friday, and Grandfather was going to pick us up on Sunday afternoon. It was exciting that we were on our own, but I felt safe knowing that Mr. Singer would always be nearby if we needed him. Somewhere to my left, I heard Watch bark again. I turned to look, but he was nowhere to be seen.
Watch, I called, realizing he had disappeared into the trees. Come!
Sample complete. Ready to continue?